I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. That the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News. The FBI is now investigating allegations that several Houston-area heart surgeons may have put patients at risk. And ABC's Jim Ryan says it is a doctor pointing the finger.
Federal investigators say that from 2013 to 2020, three heart surgeons would routinely double and sometimes triple book themselves to surgeries and then allow unqualified medical residents to perform complex procedures. They and the medical facilities where they worked would then, according to Dr. Jeffrey Morgan, bill Medicare for all of the operations.
It took years to develop this case.
Dr. Morgan's attorney is Patrick Yarborough.
Behind a whistleblower is a huge amount of courage.
The case has brought a $15 million settlement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Several major music labels are now suing two AI companies, accusing them of stealing music to train their artificial intelligence models. And for the fourth time, Tesla's had to issue a recall for its Cybertruck. The problem this time, trim pieces that can come loose. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Lynn Stunkla Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, June 22nd, the Park Center in Hayward had their third annual screening of a movie called Bloodhook. Bloodhook is a 1987 horror movie filmed in Hayward set during Muskie Fest. We spoke with director Jim Mallon and producer David Herbert on what inspired them to set the movie in Hayward and just how it feels to be back on the screen again.
David's family had a cabin up here for the high school years that we both attended the same high school in Rochester. So he was kind enough to invite me up into the North Woods, and we actually shot a Super 8 movie about tension between the locals and the vacationers many years ago, and that kind of set the stage for more developed scripts and larger production later on. It's kind of wild to have it back on the screen after all these years. How many years has it been?
39. Well, since the first screening was 38 years ago, we shot it 39 years ago. This is the third year it's been screened here at the Park Theater.
Bloodhook was aired to a sold-out theater, including many return fans. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brewers beat the Rangers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The Crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the sixth by Reese Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays night. The Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey. The Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants winning run.
And this game is over.
Appropriate. Yeah. Thank you, Willie.
Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with sports on Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 26th of June. They'll be serving up barbecue ribs tomorrow, mashed potatoes, gravy, baked beans, and Jell-O cake. Locations in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, and Brantwood. Give them a call. Order your meal. Any questions at 715-339-2158. Freeze Firewood is still available to launch your boat for this summer. And they're fully stocked with camp firewood, or maybe you need a shed to house that wood and your tools. They'll customize it for whatever you need. Call 715-567-0616 and see them on Facebook for all the summer updates. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction and State Sales is accepting bids now on a well-kept three-bedroom, two-bath home just 1.5 miles north of Mercer on Pierpoint Road. This home offers privacy and solitude in the North Woods, featuring a large three-season porch, open kitchen with oak cabinets, newer appliances, and more. Preview Saturday, June 22nd, 2:30 to 6 p.m., and Wednesday, June 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 5351 N Pierpoint Drive, Mercer, Wisconsin. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on the 26th. View photos and bid at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 81, west winds up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Lots of sun for Wednesday, highs near 69, and sunshine for Thursday with a high of 73. Showers and storms return Thursday night into Friday. Currently 63 degrees.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts, J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MuroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
And today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The walleye fishing is incredible right now. The fish are really biting, but the pike are biting good too. So if you're out there fishing for walleyes, how do you keep those pike if they take your bait from cutting right through your line? I'll tell you, but first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach said the walleye fishing right now is phenomenal. But he said the pike fishing is good too. And for him, using a large shiner minnow right now to catch the really big walleyes is what he likes to do. And the pike can be a pain because they'll grab that shiner and cut right through your line. So what he's doing now is using a piece of 10-pound, sometimes he'll even go 15-pound fluorocarbon leader from the sinker to the hook. And what that does is it provides an invisible line on the bait, which is really good when you're fishing walleyes and pike too. But it's also a very tough line. And if you keep the drag on your reel very light, the pike won't cut through that line. They'll pull line off the reel, of course. But you just fight that fish softly and you'll land a very big fish. It could be a pike, it could be a walleye, but it will not have cut through that line because it is fluorocarbon, very tough. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Now scanning the country music auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations. Singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool.
Hills at 98Q Country. Well, we mentioned earlier Highway 111 Phillips to, the 111 that goes between Highway 13 and Highway 8. A little shortcut down there. Well, that is going to be closed to through traffic. They're going to close it at about 1 mile north of the Needle Creek Bridge to U.S. Highway 8 due to some washouts. So avoid attempted travel in that area. So it's impassable. So just avoid 111 today is what I'm saying. Unless you live there and you got to get to the house and stuff like that, then you can deal with that. So Highway 111, there will be a signed detour that is being placed. But for those who travel that and are familiar, just don't include 111 in your travels today. Some washouts due to the heavy rain and some flooding there. And we've got Burgers Bar and Grill is closed, by the way. Just want to let you know that because their roof suffered some significant damage. And there may be others if, you know, if your business has damage due to the storms, which is seems to be, as is the case when we get storms like this, there's just very small pockets that really suffered intensely from it. It appears to be kind of from Phillips out to Old 13 Road. A lot of downed trees. The Phillips area appears to be the hardest hit, although there may be others. Feel free to share your info with us via email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Give us a call, 762-3221. If there's any roads that people should avoid, I'm sure they would appreciate that. So let us know about it. We'll pass it along. But again, just don't take Highway 111 today. If that normally is your travels or you're going that way, go around it. There's ways to go other ways other than 111 south of Phillips. Birthdays and anniversaries, we'll get to those. If you got somebody celebrating here on this 25th day of June, give us a call. We'll wish them a happy day, make their day, and give them a chance to win the cake too. 715-762-3221. Let's find out what's going on around our country, around the state. Twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe flooding in the upper Midwest. A dam in Mankato, Minnesota is on the brink of failing after days of relentless rain. A bridge between Iowa and South Dakota partially collapsing. Sandbagging goes on. Millions of Americans are also under heat warnings or advisories today. A new determination on guns from the U.S. Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General has decided for the first time that the nation's level of gun violence has reached such pervasive levels that it has to be addressed. But the time has come to call it a public health crisis. Much of Vivek Murthy's concern appears rooted in disturbing new trends, including the fact that gun violence has recently emerged as the leading cause of death for children and teens in this country.
ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is headed back to his native Australia. He has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department that will include time served as his sentence and end years of a fight trying to get him to face charges in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The Attorney General's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The town of Hayward celebrated its 74th annual Muskie Festival over the weekend. The festival is one of the most popular events of the year in the area, getting hometown residents out and about and drawing in visitors from around the region. Earlier this year, the town also received a reward to put towards the festival from Cinex for finishing in the top three of their national hometown throwdown competition. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured over 75 floats and 120 vendors. A Rice Lake native has punched his ticket to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. At the Olympic qualifiers over the weekend, Kenny Bednarek finished second in the 100-meter dash to qualify for the event with a 9.87-second sprint. It's the first time that he will run the 100-meter dash on the international stage. Bednarek is better known for his success in the 200-meter dash, and he is scheduled to compete in the Olympic qualifiers for that race later this week. I'm Austin Berme, Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a 5-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Bally Sports, Wisconsin. The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, you know, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and I'm just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rev up your engines at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.99, complete with up to 6 quarts, plus a free multi-point vehicle inspection and tire rotation for just $24.99. And enjoy free tire rotations for life of the tires with any tire purchase. Ask about our oil change loyalty program and rest easy with 24/7 towing. Visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, to help support the Old A Memorial Park project.
All right, happy birthday anniversary at this 25th day of June. Is a big one for you. Always welcome local birthdays anniversaries. Call us or email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Who's celebrating today? The TikTok star Benson Boone is celebrating today. His Beautiful Things topped the chart in 8 countries and just barely missed here in the U.S. He's 22 today. It's a new thing, by the way, if you haven't. I didn't realize it too much until a few weeks back when I went on, just went on the web and I put celebrity birthdays in, and like half of the celebrity birthdays are TikTok, YouTube stars, and that those are the new movie stars now. They're not your traditional ones. It's just the transgression of celebrity, of Hollywood. Hong Chau, H-O-N-G-C-H-A-U, Hong Chau, born to a Vietnamese mother in a refugee camp in Thailand and raised in New Orleans. She was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for The Whale back in 2023. And she, born on this day in 1979, is 45 today. Busy Phillips. Her first name is Busy, B-U-S-Y. The actress from TV's Vice Principal, Cougartown, ER, is 47. Matt Thompson from the Thompson Brothers country group duo is 51 today. Ricky Gervais, the English comedian, celebrating a 63rd birthday today. Anthony Bourdain. He was the guy who was on that CNN show where he traveled all around the world, and he sampled food and talked to people about cultures. It was just a really, really good show. And now they've kind of continued that show with another host, but I'm not sure what his name is, to be honest with you. I haven't seen that much of it. But the world was kind of shocked when he took his own life back in 2018. Because he was so talented at the at what he did at CNN. It was just a really good show. 1956, he was born. Anthony Bourdain passed back in 2018. Sonia Sotomayor. It took us a long time to figure out how to say that Supreme Court Justice's name. And still on there, Sonia Sotomayor. 70 today, Supreme Court Justice. June Lockhart, the actress from TV's Lassie and Lost in Space. Now, I'm not familiar. A little bit of Lost in Space. I wasn't really a Lassie fan.
I'm sure it runs in syndication somewhere on some app somewhere. But I'm assuming that she probably was the mom. What I would say, she's 99. Yeah, from Lassie and Lost in Space, June Lockhart, 99 today. And Sydney Lumet, Lumet, L-U-M-E-T, I don't know, the director, actor, and screenwriter, received 5 Academy Award nominations for 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, Network, Prince of the City, The Verdict, and received an honorary Oscar in 2005. It's a little bit before my time, but Sydney, born on this day, 1924, passed back in 2011.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 81, west winds up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Lots of sun for Wednesday, highs near 69, and sunshine for Thursday with a high of 73. Showers and storms return Thursday night into Friday. It's 67 right now.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
there.